This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died in Moscow, aged 91, Russian news agencies reported on Tuesday, quoting a long and serious illness from a central clinical hospital in Moscow. Gorbachev, who was in power between 1985 and 1991, helped bring U.S.-Soviet relations out of a deep freeze, was the last surviving Cold War leader. He spent much of the last two decades out of the political spotlight, intermittently calling for the Kremlin and the White House to mend ties as tensions soared to Cold War levels since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 and launched an offensive in Ukraine earlier this year. He spent the twilight years of his life in and out of hospital with increasingly fragile health and observed self-quarantine during the pandemic as a precaution against the coronavirus. Again, Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died in Moscow, aged 91, Russian news agencies report. A surge in fighting on Ukraine's southern front is fueling speculation. The long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive to try to turn the tide of the war is underway. Ukraine claims it destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in the Russian-occupied Kherson region, while Russia says it repelled the attack and inflicted heavy casualties. Ukrainian authorities are keeping secret their intentions and cautioning against excessive optimism in a conflict that has seen changing fortunes before. The Ukrainian Southern Command spokeswoman said its forces are preventing the Russians from bringing in reserves, in part by destroying supply lines across